Hello, and welcome to Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. This week on Viewpoints, we'll be talking about how to subscribe and listen to podcasts. While you're too busy to listen to your favorite radio shows or other audio programming when it actually airs,
we'll show you how to use podcasts to listen to them when it's convenient for you. Learn how to use the Juice Podcatcher for your PC, the Bookport Plus, or the iPhone for downloading and listening to podcasts. But first, to our tip of the week. This week's tip is that with all the information available, you don't actually need to listen on someone else's schedule. You can listen when you want to what you want. You know, I remember when I was in high school, which was forever ago, and even VCRs hadn't been invented yet, you couldn't record anything. I had a friend who used to set his alarm clock for the middle of the night so he could get up and watch these old movies that he liked. Well, you don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, these days we're all running around busy doing this, that, and going to other places, and you don't always have the time to listen to things when they're actually available. But through the use of podcasting and some of the podcasting tools that we're going to talk about, you can do that. You can just take all this stuff, listen to it whenever you want, listen to it on your portable devices, take it with you walking, gardening, doing whatever you're doing.
Pete put together a whole bunch of demonstrations and used this show as an example in all of these demonstrations. We know many of our listeners listen through their local radio reading services. There are about 14 different radio reading services that broadcast Viewpoints. Well, if you happen not to be available one week when it's being aired on your local radio reading service, you can listen to the podcast of this show too.
Well, and many of our listeners around the world listen via the podcasts, and we have listeners in over 70 countries these days.
Turning now to our low-tech item, we'll be describing just what a podcast is.
And what is a podcast exactly?
Well, of course, I went to Wikipedia for this information and then I edited it a little bit. So this isn't exactly what's on Wikipedia, but anything that's true came from there. A podcast, sometimes also called a netcast, is a type of digital media consisting of an episodic series of audio files subscribed to and downloaded to a computer or mobile device for listening to later. The word was first coined in 2004, so this is a pretty recent concept even, and is derived from a combination of broadcast, as in radio programming, and pod from the iPod, which was an early portable audio listening device. A list of all the audio or video files currently associated with a given series is maintained centrally on the distributor's server as a web feed, and the listener or viewer can employ a special client application software known as a podcatcher. This can access this web feed, check it for updates, and download any new files in the series. This process can be automated so that new files are downloaded automatically and you don't have to miss them. Files are stored locally on the user's computer or on any other device for offline use, giving simple and convenient access to this episodic content. In this way, it is contrasted to webcasting or internet streaming.
And that's one of the great things about a podcast is a lot of this is made to be automatic. So you don't have to keep going back to a particular website and hunting for the show that you want to listen to or next week's show or the week before. It just all happens automatically. And then you can move this material to your portable listening device and take it wherever you want, whenever you want.
As you can imagine, because pretty much anybody can post a podcast, there are podcasts on zillions of topics. And if there's some topic you're interested in, just Google it. You'll probably find several podcasts and you just pick the one you like the best.
let Google be your friend. Just search for podcast and then whatever topic you're interested in.
Now, you listen to a lot of podcasts, right, Pete?
I do. I keep a whole list of different podcast feeds on my various readers, and I get quite a bit of them from NPR, actually. They have a website where they have a list of all their podcasts categorized and sorted different ways, and you just hunt for what you want, click on it, and follow the directions. Well, and we'll show you how to do that.
And another great place for getting podcasts is at the Apple iTunes store, especially if you happen to use Apple products. But you can use iTunes whether or not you're using Apple products. You can download onto PCs.
And Apple actually has an interesting link where they describe what podcasts are, how to use them, even how to create your own if you want to go that far. And we'll have that in our show notes if you want to hunt that up.
You are listening to Viewpoints. 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 Viewpoints.
Viewpoints. This week's focus topic is a demonstration of how to do each step in the process of acquiring a podcast, where to get the tools for doing so, and then how to listen to the ones that you've downloaded. We'll be talking about three different ways of obtaining podcasts, starting with Juice, which is a free podcatching program for the PC. Now, podcatching means that it's the program that you use to obtain a podcast that somebody else already put up on the web.
In order to use Juice to subscribe to podcasts, you'll need to download it and install it on your Windows PC. Juice is available free from the sourceforge.net website. And I'll give you the URL. It's a little complex. It's www.juicereceiver.sourceforge.net. That's www.juicereceiver.sourceforge.net. And of course, we'll have that in the show notes. Just as an aside, sourceforge.net is an interesting site. This is a place where software developers can host projects of their own that they'd like to share with the wider community. And all of the projects on there are open source and available to the general public. And you can find many interesting utilities there that you might find useful. So check out sourceforge.net and see what's there. But anyway, let's continue with podcatching and learning how to use Juice, the book port, and the iPhone.
After we go through a whole series of demonstrations using Juice, we'll also demonstrate how to obtain podcasts directly onto either a Bookport Plus or an iPhone. Every podcast that you can subscribe to has a text string that you need to copy and paste into your podcatching utility. We're going to use Viewpoints as an example, but it works pretty much the same way for any podcast.
We'll start by opening up a browser, and in the address field, we'll type www.viewpointsplus.net. That's our homepage. Now, if I hit Tab, I'll get to the first link on that page, which is
Tab. Click here for podcasts with show notes and archive visited link.
This is the link that will bring us to information we can find out about subscribing to the podcast, the show notes, and listening to archived shows. If I hit Enter, that will open up that page.
Enter new browser window.
Now, I also know that by hitting H, I'll get to the first heading on the page.
Subscribing to the Viewpoints Podcast Heading Level 1.
Which is information about subscribing to the Viewpoints Podcast. And if I arrow down, it will give me instructions for doing that. The next thing I'll get underneath the instructions is an edit field with a bunch of text in there that I need to copy and paste into my podcatching programs. I can do this by hitting the E key to go to the edit field and then hitting Enter to get into forms mode with JAWS, and I'll automatically be in that edit field.
If you would like, enter. If you would like.
So I did that. You heard JAWS beep to say I'm in forms mode, and I want to select all of the text in this edit field. So let's do that with Control A.
Selected http://viewpointsplus.net/dink. Key equals Q7 mix 6 VQ1.
Now, that sounds like a lot of cryptic information, and indeed it is, but this is the text that I need to copy and paste into any podcatcher program or the bookport in order to pick up the podcast of Viewpoints. Now, I can easily copy and paste that text by hitting Control-C right here, and then when I get to my podcatching program or the bookport software, I'll paste that text into the appropriate location. Now that we copied that text to the clipboard, we need to open up Juice and paste that information into the appropriate place to subscribe to the Viewpoints podcast. I like to do that in Windows 7 by hitting the Windows key to bring up the search field.
Menu, search box, edit.
Just typing in Juice.
Juice, juice.
And hitting Enter.
Enter, leaving menus. Juice-podcast receiver V2.2 list.
And you can see that Juice comes up. I like that search function in Windows because it saves me the trouble of navigating around the desktop or searching for programs, and this just makes it really quick. Now I can quickly add that feed to Juice by hitting Control-N, which will bring up a dialog box that enables me to add a new podcast feed. So I'll do that.
Control-N, add a feed dialog, URL edit.
That says add a feed, and it has an edit box here that tells me to paste in the URL or the text that I need to. Now, since I just copied it from our Viewpoints page, I'll hit Control-V to paste it.
Pasted.
And then I'll hit Enter to accept that.
Enter. List view. Not selected Viewpoints with hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy subscribed 0.0 Viewpoints Bliss.net/tink. Key equals Q7MX6VQ1. 1 of 7.
And you see that automatically that Viewpoints podcast showed up in Juice.
Pete just demonstrated how to do this for one podcast, but if you're interested in listening to one, you're probably interested in listening to several, and you just repeat the process for multiple podcasts. Once you've subscribed to them, here's how you can access them and obtain the individual episodes.
Now let's check out the various podcasts to which we've subscribed. So the way to bring up your list of podcasts to which you subscribed is to hit Alt-V to bring up the View menu.
Alt-V, menu, View menu, Downloads, D.
The first item is to view what you've already downloaded. If I arrow down,
Subscriptions, S,
I get to the Subscriptions. Let's hit Enter.
Enter, leaving menus, List view, Viewpoints with hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy.
And you'll see I'm in a list view here, and this is a list of all the podcasts that I have on my system. The first one is Viewpoints. I'll arrow down.
Science Friday audio podcast.
Science Friday, which is an NPR program about different science topics on Friday afternoons.
NPR programs colon wait wait dot 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 don't tell me.
NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is a comedy news program. So you can tell we're real NPR fans around here. Let's go back up to the Viewpoints podcast subscription.
Home, Viewpoints with hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy.
And now when I'm on one of these list items, I can hit Tab, and I get to another list of all the shows that are available within that podcast feed. So I'll hit Tab.
Tab, List View, Not Selected Viewpoints 1227, 7-4-1, to Android Smartphone Accessibility.
This tells me that Viewpoints 1227, the Android accessibility show we did, is available for download.
Viewpoints Plus, Viewpoints 1226, 6-2, 7-1, to mid-year special remove 20.
And this is Viewpoints 1226, which is our mid-year special. And I keep arrowing down this list to get many Viewpoints shows that have previously aired. And I can download this if I'd like to.
You gotta love the way Jaws reads some of those dates and numbers. We always include the date that a show aired in the title description, and so when it was describing show 1226, it included the date, but it didn't phrase it quite right. It was supposed to be 6-27-12. That was the date, June 27th, 2012. But it phrased it as 6-2, 7-1, and then the 2 got tacked on to the next string of words. So you'll be hearing that again. Maybe it'll make some more sense to you. So now you've picked an episode that you want to download. Here's how to do that, and then listen to it.
Now that we see our list of episodes in the particular podcast, we have to see whether it's been downloaded already, it's ready to be downloaded, or what its status is. Hit the Jaws key and the up arrow to read the line you're on.
Viewpoints 1226, 6-2, 7-1, to mid-year special to download 26.
So it says this show, the mid-year special for Viewpoints, is to download. So to download this particular episode, I'll hit Alt-T to get to the Tools menu.
Alt-T, menu, Tools menu, check all F5C.
So the first thing I get to is check all, or I can hit F5. So this means that all the episodes for all the shows which are ready to be downloaded, it will download them all for you and grab them all automatically for you. But I don't want to do that. I just want to grab this particular show.
Catch-up F6C.
Catch-up downloads all the feeds since the last time that you downloaded some shows.
Check selected C.
And here's the item I want is check selected. So this just downloads the particular show that I selected, i.e. this mid-year special. I'll hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, list view, viewpoints 12.
And I get back to my list view. If I hit the JAWS key and the page down to read the status bar.
Downloading item 1 of 1, 28%.
It tells me it's downloading, and as you can hear, it tells me it's 28% downloaded.
33%.
And JAWS will keep updating me until this is done. When the show is completed downloading, I'll hit the JAWS page down key.
One enclosure fetched.
And it tells me one enclosure fetched, which means it's through downloading. And if I do a JAWS key up arrow to read the line that I'm on.
Viewpoints 1226, 6-2, 7-1, to mid-year special downloaded July 5th, 2000.
And it tells me now, instead of ready to be downloaded, it tells me it has been downloaded. If I have a show that has either been skipped or has been downloaded, if I hit the space bar when I have that show highlighted, I can cycle between the show's status being ready to download or skipped. Now, in order to play an episode that has been downloaded, I just highlight that item or arrow to it, hit Shift F10 to bring up the context menu. This is similar to hitting the right mouse button on your PC, and let's see what happens.
Shift F10, context menu, P, play episode in media player, P.
And you can see that the first option is to play the episode. And if I hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, list.
Hello, and welcome to Viewpoints, a weekly program of information.
And there's Viewpoints in the background.
Accessibility.
So you can see it's quite easy to use.
There's another way to listen to a podcast episode from within Juice. If you've already downloaded it, simply arrow down until you get to that episode so that it's highlighted, and then hit the Enter key to start listening. Pete just showed you how to listen from within Juice, but you might want to use Windows Media Player, Winamp, or some other audio player that you have on your computer. Alternately, you can copy the files to any portable audio device you've got and listen on that. To do that, you need to know where Juice put the downloaded episodes. Of course, there's a default, but you might not like that default, and you can select somewhere more convenient for you.
Now, if you wanted to know where these files are actually downloaded so you can later copy them to your MP3 player or Bookport or some other portable player, you can set where that location is by going to the File menu with Alt-F.
Alt-F, menu, File menu, Import Feeds.
And arrowing down to the Preferences item.
X Preference, Close Preferences, ... P Enter, leaving menus, Preferences dialog, Advanced tab.
Tab around until you see the general settings, and then you'll come to an item that says...
Tab, download podcasts into this folder, edit, /users/speeder/appdata/roaming/.
And it will download items into the folder you specify. If you tab once more, you'll get to a browse button.
Tab, browse button.
And this is your usual dialogue that if you get in there, you can actually navigate in a Windows Explorer-like dialogue to the place where you want to save your items. So you'll know where these are saved. When you want to download the items to your portable media player, that makes it pretty easy. One other interesting thing with this Juice program is, rather than being closed with Alt-F4 like many programs, it uses Control-Q. So let's do that.
Control-Q.
And that's the end of Juice.
So this works great, and we've made great use of it. If you have a Bookport Plus, you can download podcasts directly onto that now that this version has Wi-Fi capability. And Pete's going to walk us through that process.
Let's get this same feed onto our Bookport. Now, the first thing we'll have to do is plug in the Bookport via its USB. And that sound in the background means that the book transfer program is loading up.
Book transfer source folder colon extended select list box for Victor folder 12.
And there the book transfer program just loaded. And we want to shift plus tab until we get to
shift tab source folder shift tab content type colon combo.
The tab that says content type. Let's arrow down until we see the item that says podcast feed manager.
Music, audible.com book, podcast feed manager.
And there's the podcast feed manager. Now let's do a tab until we get to the destination folder.
Tab, source folder, colon extended select list tab, destination folder.
There's the destination folder. Now we'll hit the Shift F10 button to bring up the context menu for this list.
Shift F10, context menu, S, show unavailable, F, delete, D, new folder unavailable, N.
This gives us lots of options for items we already have highlighted in the list of podcasts we already have on the book port.
New podcast feed, F.
There we go. We arrow down to the one that says new podcast feed, and we hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, new podcast feed dialog, enter URL colon edit.
And now an edit box comes up where it tells me to enter the URL of the podcast feed. Now, in the beginning of the show, we told you how with at least the Viewpoints podcast, you can go to our website and copy that magic text into Juice to get your podcast into Juice. Well, you have to do the same thing for the book port here. You can go to wherever the podcast hosting site is, copy the magic text, paste it into this box. So we'll hit Control V to paste this into the book transfer program.
Pasted.
And hit Enter, and the feed's been added to the book port. Now that's the hard part of getting the podcast subscription put onto the book port. And once you're on the book port, use the standard navigation and menu commands to download podcasts, navigate to the particular episodes, and you can read the help documentation on the book port itself or in the book transfer program. It's very explicit about how to listen to these podcasts and deal with them once they're on the book port.
On our webpage, we have a What's New section right near the top. And in August 2012, that will contain step-by-step instructions on downloading podcasts to your Bookport Plus. If you're listening to this show much later than that and we've replaced the What's New section with something newer, we keep all of the prior entries in a blog at blog.viewpointsplus.net so you can go there to get the step-by-step instructions. In order to quickly get you going with some of his favorite podcasts, Pete created an OPML file, which contains an assortment of some of his favorites, and we'll put a link to this file in the show notes also. If you download the OPML file, you can import it into Juice and immediately have these podcasts available to you. You can download this file and save it on your computer. To import these feeds, simply go to the File pull-down menu from within Juice by hitting Alt-F and then arrow down to Import. Find where you saved the OPML file and tab to OK, where you can then hit Enter and have Pete's favorite podcasts imported into Juice. Trust me, they're only the good ones. If there's any podcast that you don't like, just arrow to it from within Juice and hit the Delete key. We hope you enjoy listening to all of these podcasts. Now for this week's high-tech item, getting and listening to podcasts on an iPhone. You can use iTunes on your computer to download the podcast, or you can also download the podcast directly to the phone.
Okay, I have my iPhone open, and I'll navigate to the iTunes app on the main homepage.
iTunes. Double tap to open.
And I'll double tap to open it.
Selected. iTunes. New releases. Tab. 1 of 3.
And we're obviously in iTunes. Now, down at the bottom of the screen, there are several tabs, and I want to find the one that says search.
Selected. Music. Tab. 1 of videos. Tab. Search. Tab.
There we go. Tap on that twice. And now at the top left of the screen, there should be a search field. And if I double tap that, I can edit it.
Search field is editing. Search.
Now at this point, I can do one of several things. I can either use the virtual keyboard on the bottom of the screen to type in my search, or on the bottom left of the keyboard, there's a dictate button, and I can speak my search.
Dictate. Double tap to start dictation. Two finger double tap when finished.
So let's give that a shot. I'll double tap and start searching. Viewpoints with hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy.
Inserted viewpoints with host Nancy and Peter Torpy.
Now, to the bottom right of the virtual keyboard, there's a search button, and I just have to double tap to perform the search.
Search.
And now let's see what it found.
Viewpoints with host Nancy and Peter Torpy. Podcast. Unknown.
Well, there you go. It found it. So now if I tap on that, I can get the podcast.
Viewpoints with host Nancy and Peter Torpy. Image. Unknown. Heading level 2. Viewpoints with host Nancy and Peter Torpy. Heading level 1. Category. List start. Technology. Language. English. List end. No ratings. 0 stars. Image. 1. Table start. Viewpoints 1227.7. 4. 12 Android smartphone accessibility. Part 1. July 4th, 2012. Free. Button. 2. Viewpoints 1226.6. 27. 12 mid-year special. June 27th, 2012. Free. Button.
Okay, if I tap on the free button, I can download the show, and then it will show up in my music folder. Or alternately, if I tap on the show name itself, it will immediately start playing the show. So there's several ways to listen on the iPhone.
If you missed any of the links we've given, they're all in the show notes, which you can find at our website, www.viewpointsplus.net.
That's it for Viewpoints 1232. Well, I hope you found that informative and instructive on what podcasts are all about and how you can use them to listen to your favorite radio shows and other audio programming when it's convenient for you. Next week on Viewpoints, we'll be talking with Ted Henter, the creator of Jaws.
If you use the Jaws screen reader, chances are you've heard of Ted Henter, who founded Henter Joyce and later sold it to Freedom Scientific. We'll talk with him about his contributions to assistive technologies and what he's up to now. If you think you know where the Joyce came from in Henter Joyce, be prepared for a surprise.
So I hope you all join us next week. We'll see you then.
If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to contact@viewpointsplus.net or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Viewpoints, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpy and Peter Torpy in partnership with WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.viewpointsplus.net. You can also follow us on Facebook or Twitter at Viewpoints Plus. We hope you'll join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Viewpoints, and have a nice day.